Look, I've been with the president nearly since day one on this. As I told you earlier, I was the one that led the effort with folks like Trey Gowdy, Johnny Ratcliffe, and Devin Nunes to expose the corruption that tried to thwart President Trump's first presidential election run. And we saw the FISA abuses there. And I lived through it, and the media came at me then, too. That just shows you that when you're over the target, you keep pummeling the target because the media is going to try and pummel you. We are not going to take this and have not taken this laying down. We did already indict former Director Comey, and that's going through the judicial process. But we also, at this FBI, even though we uncovered what we uncovered back in the House Intel days, I had to come in here and find rooms that they hid from the world. I had to come in here and find access on our computer systems in restricted and prohibited case files that they purposely put in places for no one to see and find. We have found all this information. We are working with our Department of Justice partners, and I am never going to let this go because they not only have personally attacked the presidency of the United States and President Trump, but they tried to thwart our elections and rig the entire system. And that is not something that is going to stop. That is not something I'm going to allow on my watch. Right. But you just have to remember, they built this disease temple over 20 and 30 years. We've got all the evidence. I can announce on your show that we've got all the information we need. We're working with our prosecutors, the Department of Justice, and their Attorney General Todd Blanche. And we are going to be making arrests. And it's coming. And I promise you, it's coming soon.